Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To the corner. Butler, step back, three, got it! Jimmy Butler gives Miami the lead, 106-105, with 22 seconds left to go.
Huge three by Butler, shooting 50% from behind the arc. That was just a critical bucket.
Gets it to Bam, Bam up top. Watch there by Grant Williams, out to Crowder, hits it from downtown, Miami on top by one. 3 minutes left, 111-110 Miami, as Crowder buries another one from beyond the arc. 18 seconds in the ball game. Let's see what action they've got. Butler is going to drive in. Butler step through, puts it up.
Oh!
Got it to go and one. Oh my, Jimmy Butler. He gets fouled, and the Heat now leading by one and can make it two if Butler hits at the free throw line. Now Tatum trying to get space. Tatum all the way in. Tatum blocked at the rim by Bam. And Bam throws it and gets it into the hands of Derrick Jones Jr. What a block by Bam Adebayo as Tate went in to slam it down. And Bam said, not a chance here in Orlando. Looking down the floor, the football pass all the way down the floor. Tatum turns around with it. Tatum throws up a prayer off the rim. And Miami wins game one. Tatum had a look, but it didn't drop, and Miami in overtime beats Boston 117-114. Maybe one of the most thrilling games I have seen, and I can't tell you how long.
Wake your ass up, Miami. Take your pants off. 1-0. Nice try, Jason Tatum. Not up in here.
I'm looking at Twitter. It says Paul George heading to disable his IG comments, and there's a dude running like really fast. What a game.
Oh my God. Leroy, I don't remember feeling like that after a game in a long time. I was shook by that Bam block. You know, like I'm just like, I don't know what to do with myself, because that was such a good play. You know, like, first of all, it's already back and forth. You have this game where you're like, you have to take it out of the mud. They got you down. You're starting to foul. All right, maybe this is the one where the Heat don't come back into it. Jimmy Butler then starts hitting big shots. Then the referees are trying to hose us. Jimmy Butler's still coming up with big shots. Tyler Hero and his giant elephant balls are out there hitting big shots. But that Bam block, that
was
Bam
that like
block
the one,
on Jason
the
Tatum,
the one-finger Kawhi block,
dude.
Hey, first of all,
was he serving a pizza? How do you do that?
First of all, he came out of nowhere, and I mean, if there's any play that would identify the Heat, is that help defense, right? When you hear complaints coming from Spo, I help defense isn't good. This isn't good. And at the most pivotal time of that game, all you see is that little arm come across the court. I mean, I was shocked that he was that open, right? That he got by. Who was it? Was it Jimmy?
I don't even remember.
I think it was Jimmy.
I don't even remember. I can look right now because I've been watching the play, but all I ever look at is Bam.
Yeah, he blew by Jimmy.
Right.
Blew by Jimmy, funneled him to the rim, and Bam was right there.
I'm like, holy smokes. So shocked that he blew by Jimmy like that. And he went up, and then all of a sudden I said, uh-oh, here comes the help. Dude, yeah, I mean, we've seen the, that. We've literally seen that twice in a week to where you just go, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Look at this.
Yeah. Unfortunately for the other one, it's never going to be remembered because it's only that series is only going to be remembered for pooping the bed.
Man, here. Sometimes you could call it pooping the bed.
Pooping the bed.
You could just call it a team. Okay. Look. Was the Clippers that much better than Denver?
Yes, they should have. They should have smoked.
No. It. No, dude. Come on.
3-1.
Come on.
Up by 19 and 16 in games 5 and 6.
I'll give you that. But after watching those two teams and watching Jokic and Murray, right? And watching Paul George and Kawhi. Is there that much difference between those two teams?
I think the thing that you look at it and say what the difference is, I don't know if it's a talent thing, but like it's a funny thing where, look, I don't mean to snort some heat culture in the morning. Oh, yes, I do. But Jimmy Butler's there after the game.
Forrester, calm down.
Oh, there's because those big with that nose, falling.
With that nose, you're snorting up all the drugs.
I miss you a lot. I don't mean to be heat culture guys so damn early, but when Jimmy Butler is telling you after the game that they think that they are good at the end of these games because they're in better shape than everybody, and then I'm reading after the Clippers game, they're all fatigued when they took half the season off and also had a 3-month break. I don't know. I mean, if you want to call that talent, if you want to call that guy, I don't know what you want to call that from the Clippers standpoint. But
yeah, look, I could, there's some truth to that. I will tell you the hardest thing to do when you're tired is think, right? So mentally, you're beat up. You're beat up mentally when you're exhausted. That being said, dude, you can't put, like, you could say you're tired. You could say, but there's been moments when I've been so exhausted. But the moment of what's going on, you don't care, right?
Yeah.
When you say to yourself, man, we've been playing basketball now every other day for X amount of weeks, but this is to go and try to win a championship.
Yep.
Right? Yep. Like, LeBron's still playing 40 minutes.
I know.
You think that dude ain't tired? Butler, look, who is it? Jimmy Butler, Bam, and Tyler played 40 minutes.
Yep, Bam
you
played
think
all.
They not tired?
Bam played all the fourth and all of overtime.
Right, but when you think about the moment, you think they think about how tired they are? That's the difference. That's competition. That's you know, when you watch football and a wide receiver is down by 10 points or 2 touchdowns, and they drive down the field in 2 minutes, and then get the ball back and got to go 2 minutes again. You think that guy's thinking about, man, I've run a bunch of sprints here? He's like, no, man, I want to win. So, yeah, like, you can put all that other stuff and mention all that other stuff and talk about all that other stuff. But it's moments like that. It's moments during the course of that game where you think, man, I wish Kawhi looked like he cared.
Yeah.
Right? And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even the calmest of people in certain moments in sports show a level of excitement and you see it out of them. You go, "Ooh, never saw that out of them." You know what I mean? We see it all the time in sports.
Although the guy that probably cares the most on that team, Patrick Beverley, I'm glad to see his ass go home. Dude's annoying.
What's up with seen when he dribbles the ball down the court and he starts dribbling, he does that little one-legged thing where he starts kicking the leg?
I don't know. He's super annoying, and half the league is so happy that
Udonis had to tell him to shut up in the meeting.
Yeah, shut the bleep up, Patrick Beverley. And Damian Lillard is the first thing Damian Lillard thinks about is I want to go make fun of Patrick Beverley after this. Because Patrick Beverley swaggered around the Yeah, of course. Because Patrick Beverley spent the entire season basically thinking that he could go size his ring. And no, you go home in the second round.
Man, I tell you, go ahead.
Hit the headlines thing, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
This is brought to you by the Ryan Fields Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. Did I say on the air yesterday that I thought the Clippers were going to choke? Or what? I know I told people that, but I don't remember if I said it, told you guys that I thought the Clippers were going to choke.
Robbie, I don't remember anything from yesterday. I don't feel like I slept. I know I did go to bed, but I felt like I felt at such a heightened sense of awake after that Heat game. I was just like, I had like four Starbucks cold brews.
Oh,
I was like,
isn't that like the strong stuff?
Yeah, Chip. I got and I do the gruel too, like the black.
Oh.
And it was and I could just feel it going to my brain. And I was I didn't know what to do with myself because I was so shook by the big shots by Jimmy Butler, the big shots by Tyler Hero, Goran Dragic nearly with a 30 piece of dragon wings. Dude, this is awesome. This team is unbelievable. What you're watching right now with them. What a team.
It's a team. It's pretty amazing. And I would say that my level of confidence has risen for this reason. You score 16 and 18 points in a quarter and still win.
I know. What?
Like,
The two worst quarters.
You had first quarter, and then you came out with third quarter?
Yep. And it was a sneaky third quarter, too. It, like, snuck up at you. It was like, oh, all right, we're staying pretty. And then it was like, oh, no.
Right. And each time, you know, you're watching them play, and you go, it's not horrible.
Yeah.
They're not sucking. They're just missing some open shots. And you're thinking, man, they threw up 18 and then a 16.
And Boston was nailing a lot of big. This is the best shot making we've seen against the Heat so far. Cause there's been a lot of, you know, crazy fadeaways and all that type of stuff. But my God, man, I mean, just the way they could flip that defensive switch, Miami, it's so impressive.
Now, there's two things that I'm amazed at this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I must say, I am absolutely shocked that the words haven't come out of your mouth and it's 6-12.
What words?
Brad Stevens.
Oh, he's a bum.
By the way, speaking of coaches, is Zazzo like double Sands pants because not only the Heat had that thrilling win, but I know he hates Doc Rivers.
I think he was more fired up about the Clippers getting bounced yesterday than was the Heat. I looked it up on Twitter. He's got like four Clippers tweets. He's got one Heat tweet.
You know what's amazing?
Didn't text me about the Heat game last night. He texted me like the hottest of hot Clippers takes yesterday while I'm like sitting there, you know. I'm like sitting there, sans pants. I'm watching Bam with Scott Van Pelt. This is what he texts me. Doc Rivers, as overrated as it gets, first coach to ever blow 3-1 series leads. I was like, and I know he was proud of that stat, so I just hit him with a damn.
You know what's amazing is that we tend to put this on a lot of things, but I'll tell you, what's the most impressive about certain coaches to me, right? And Spo is definitely a part of this. There's so certain coaches that can right the ship. I mean, with what they say, how they go about things,
yep,
or whatever. And I always wonder, because I'm a Doc Rivers fan. I like the way he handles himself. I like the way he does. And when you have coaches like that, you tend to forget or tend not to pay attention to how well they are coaching.
Yes, I'm with you. I like and, I like Doc Rivers.
I think he's gone.
I don't technically know. And, I can't technically tell you how good a coach he is from you know, being able to fix problems.
Right. Here's what he is. He is a good manager of men, but might not be a good X's and O's guy. Like, you don't think of Doc Rivers and think of a system. When I say D'Antoni, you think of a system. When I say Pat Riley, you think of a way of that his teams are prepared. When I think of when you think of Eric Spoelstra, all right? When you think of all these coaches, you think of a style of play that they coach and they have had throughout their coaching career, right? Mm-hmm. When I say Doc Rivers, you say he is an excellent manager of men, but I don't know. Did you ever think the Clippers had a system or something they could hang their hat on that when things were going bad, they could go to it and right the ship? I didn't. I just thought it was always Kawhi.
They were
going to
out-talent everybody.
George.
Yeah.
Right. And so from that standpoint, when you look at that situation, now what I'll say is this. Owners love Doc Rivers. He's just a good guy. Right? He's a good guy. It's almost like, how can I, you know who used to be that way with me? Tony Sperano. Right? A good guy, was all about football, or whatever.
Players love him. Everybody talks about
him. But when you watched the games, did you ever think that he had a system or a style of play?
Yeah, yeah.
That was going to win you games.
Oh, no. But if you were asking if he had a style, his style was field goals. He loved
it. Right,
field goals.
But that's my point. When you think of coaches winning championships, now I'm going to excuse one person from this. Ty Lue, because I don't know. And I don't have to know because he had LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? But when you think of, like, you can go back to the old, the member of the year, the Pistons beat the Lakers. Larry Brown, defensive guy. We all about defense. We're going to lock you down.
That guy had a ton of jobs.
Right. It's always something with a coach. But when I say Doc Rivers, You know who else was like that? He coaches at Arizona State now.
Herm Edwards.
Herm Edwards. Yes. Like, when you think of Herm Edwards, excellent manager of men. I don't know that I'm familiar with a style.
Oh, he has a style. Like, he plays to win the game.
What his teams are known for, right? Like, we all do that throughout coaching. Like, if I say Bill Belichick, well prepared. Every guy is where he's supposed to be. Every guy seems like he's doing exactly what he should be doing on the football. Like, they all have a style. If I say Doc Rivers, what is his style? What is his, and so I think athletes and players need that structure so that when things get tough, when things get hard, when you get tired, when the game gets intense, you can hang your hat on a style of play and coach will come. You ever hear the coach on the sideline? Let's just do what we do.
Yep.
Smo said it. Guys, we're a better defensive team than this. This is what we hang our hat on. Let's go. I just don't know what it is.
We'll take a quick break. 15 minutes of heat. We're going to have a fun morning all morning as the Heat, they win game one of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Celtics yesterday. 15 minutes of heat is next.
15 minutes of heat.
Bam, bam. Hey, man. Oh, yeah.
1-0, Miami.
You know what I like to call it a day? 4 hours of heat. Bonus.
240 minutes of heat.
Yep.
There's going to be so much heat today.
Hey, you make sure you make sure they give us credit too.
I think they know. I was nonstop on Twitter yesterday. It was ridiculous.
I'm telling you, when it got to 3 minutes in to, because I was kind of watching when I saw the 16 point quarter, I'm like, oh yeah, come on.
Well, that's
I'm
one
like,
of the
game one game, just game one. And yeah, then with three minutes into the fourth quarter, you know, you raise that eyebrow and say, uh-oh,
yeah,
we got a chance.
The first quarter didn't bother me so much because I, like, they mentioned this on the broadcast a couple times. I'm like, all right, they've had bad first quarters. Let's settle this up and get it to, and so I was like, all right, no bigs, you know, bad quarter, but they definitely can come back from this. But, you know, when the fouls started piling up at the end of the third, I was like, you know, more tough shots are getting made by Boston. I was like, all right, I don't know. We'll see. If this is gonna come through. That was the, you know, probably the worst I felt all playoffs was the end of that third quarter, just because it felt like you weren't playing that great headspace. Did, you know, a couple calls weren't going your way. They were making great shots. So that's probably the first time this playoffs where it was really creeping into my head. I was like, all right, we're gonna have to dig out of this series.
I wasn't the one of the reasons why it never. Like, I was concerned, but I would say that the one thing always, you know, always had me keep an eye on it and always paid attention, and I didn't just say, oh, it's over. The lead never got, like, unsurmountable.
Never got crazy.
Never got crazy. I mean, usually you have a 16-point quarter like that, it's 20-point. You're down 20.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that way. So you always like, you're like, come on, maybe they could turn around, something could happen. And they just, like, the thing about the Heat, man, they could go a stretch and make three or four out of five threes.
That's true. That's always there. That weapon's right. Always there for them. The thing that also helped them yesterday is they started attacking. They got in the bonus early. And right. And that was helpful because if you went and looked after the third quarter, because I'm always like, I'm trying to watch the game, like, where was the big difference? And the big difference in through three quarters was the free throw line. Like, Boston had hit a lot more free throws than Miami. Everything else was kind of a wash.
Right. But that's, you know what? And that's one of the things I want to give Jimmy Butler credit for. Because one of his ways of kind of righting the ship and getting things going is he becomes more aggressive. And everybody becomes more aggressive. And I still, to this day, can't figure out how a guy like Goran Dragic, who's not fleet of foot, right, who's not running by anybody, always ends up at the rim with a layup.
Did you hear Steve Javi being scared of Doris last night?
Oh,
he's a little shell shocked.
I'm gonna say this right now: Steve Javi is Doris's bitch right now. He got on that television. She goes, "What do you think about this?" Steve goes, "Whatever you say, Doris. Pretty good call." Oh, she runs the yard now, son.
Now
she took a big old whiz on the replay. That's Doris's territory now.
Now, we're excited.
Yeah.
Everybody's hyped up.
Yeah.
It's one game. Oh. You got to do it, man. It's one
But they, Leroy, they've lost one playoff game.
What? No, what are you talking about, Robbie? You got to win four games.
That is true.
But like,
so this, relax. How, I'm like, look, this is great. I'm excited about how the Heat managed to win that game last night, because if you think about what has transpired, not only in the playoffs, but just with the Heat in general. You throw up an 18-point quarter and a 16-point quarter, you don't win that game. And they managed to win it. So, but it's one game.
I know.
One game. But just, okay, now, you know what? Now you're closer. You only need seven more victories. So, like, relax. Relax. I'm excited, but I'm always going to keep it real.
I get you, man. But let's just step back a second and think about this. All right. This is a team that, like, Jimmy's been great. And this is, I'm glad that he's been able to double middle fingers everybody on this revenge tour that he's on. And anybody who called him a loser or a cancer or a problem, they have to eat it. I mean, they just have to eat it and watch him hit big buckets for the Miami Heat and all that type of stuff. Bam, you know, these idiots who thought he was Leroy. Did you see the scouting report? I don't know if I sent this to you or not, but did you see yesterday? This was a viral report yesterday of an anonymous scout, and this scout, God, I wish I had the exact quote up here, but he said something to the effect of, Tice versus Bam is, quote, a wash. They don't realize how good Tice is. And look, Tice isn't a bum. Maybe I was rough on him yesterday.
He moves a little bit better than people give him credit for.
Tice isn't a bum, but he's not an all-star.
No.
And it's not a wash. That's a huge advantage for the Miami Heat. And Bam is just a much better player than he is. Here's the exact. It says the Daniel Tice Bam matchup. That's sort of a wash. Tice is maybe the most underrated player in the league. He's really good. And if you've ever read a Murph scouting report, that's one if I've ever heard one, because Tice ain't making that play to end a game.
Like, here's what I'll say.
It's just not happening.
Here's what I'll say about how things like that work. Okay? So you have this person who's never really seen Bam play. Right? And they look at the numbers. And they go, okay. It's about a wash. They don't, I mean, have you ever seen Tice on top of the key ball?
But how about the possessions he's going out? He's guarding Tatum up on the wing.
Right.
How many guys can do that in the league?
Again, all these people that claim to be experts, right? All they're doing is doing what a lot of people. We get texters all the time in any sport, and they look at the stat line and deem somebody a bum or deem somebody great because he had this amount of points or this amount of points or this amount of rebounds or whatever. And so when you have people around the country looking at what Bam does, okay, they will look at that game and say, whoo, Goran Dragic, whoo, Tyler Hero almost had a triple-double.
Dude,
right?
Tyler Hero. They're
going to look at that game and say, whoo, man. And then they'll say something like, and if Bam can pick up his offensive game, without realizing that, dude, he is the catalyst for a lot of this stuff because he's passing the ball.
Yep.
So he's don't pay no attention to that. That's a guy that did a preview of the series without probably only seeing Bam a couple of times.
Well,
you know that. Because anybody that would say that would say that Tice is on or plays the same type of game to call that a wash is crazy.
And then you mentioned it, dude, Tyler Hero. I mean, we haven't even mentioned Goran almost had 30, but like,
right.
Tyler Hero, he's playing 40 minutes. And John Calipari,
that guy right there would take a shot.
It's ice cold.
Seeing a 20-year-old just dribble down and walk into a three, and you go, hey, wait a minute, guy, you're 20.
Yeah, he looks like a child out there, and he just keeps stepping up for them. It's so crazy. This team is such a crazy mix.
That bounce pass cross court to Bam for the dunk that he did at the end.
Yes,
I
mean, like, I don't know, man. It's so funny. Like, you're having a series where you're like, oh yeah. I'm sure you think Spo's gonna close this entire playoffs with Tyler Hero.
He's been doing it the whole bubble.
I know.
Soon as Tyler actually got back, and you thought, okay, they can work Tyler back into it. And next thing you know, 5 minutes left to go in the game, Tyler's in. Wait, hold on. What happened? Like, you know what? There's a couple of guys that, you know, have to be in the game. It's Bam. There's Jimmy. I'm almost willing to say Crowder, and Tyler. That other guy you can work in, right?
It's Goron. I mean, that's the guy they're always going to put there.
But those guys are like, wow. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And I'm telling you, I am shocked. Every time when you see all those athletes on the floor and Gogi with the layup, right? Yep. He gets easier layups than Jimmy Butler. It's Sucker, amazing.
Sucker, you feel for shoulder thing again.
Euro step.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope everybody's having a sexy morning out there. I know there's probably a lot of babies made last night in Miami. Ooh. Good for you guys. You know, got it in early, too. So one good thing about the 6:30 starts, you can have that post-game loving right afterwards. Not me, of course. I had the montage. Sorry, honey.
Yesterday was the 15th. So what? Fast forward 9 months now, and it should be a bunch of new Bams.
Bunch of new Bams around, running around. Maybe go Idris if you want to go full name.
Oh yes.
You know.
Wait.
Who knows? Unbelievable. You can text the show 786-360-0790. You guys want to chime in on this, celebrate. We'll probably open up the phone lines next hour, too, if you guys want to call in about the game, celebrate a little bit. Oh, we really enjoyed doing that last week. So we'll have you guys call in 786-360-0790. You have anything you want to say? Text writes in, hey, Snitchy Mouse, I'm Pooh Bear. Sans pants. Bam!
You don't never have any pants.
Oh, bother. Pooh Bear just rocking around with the shirt, but no pants. We're all Winnie the Pooh in it today. That's what we got going on. Texter writes in, was I the only one in my living room with no pants on, holding up horns, going, bah, after Tyler hit that clutch three? Nope. That's how I celebrated last night, too. I just can't believe that block, man. It's one of those plays that is going to stick out in your mind as a fan forever because it's iconic.
He was over the rim. Like, his wrist was almost backwards.
I know. It's crazy. And, you know, you think about all the matchups those two are probably going to have in the Eastern Conference for years to come. It was kind of a cool moment, too, you know? Like, you had 23 versus 22, two guys from the same draft class. The guys are friends. They're super close. But, you know, it's so awesome. And then did you see yesterday the cameras catching Pat Riley afterwards, Leroy?
Oh, yeah, without his mask.
He just took his mask down. He had just the biggest cheese-eating grin on his face. He's, like, punching his hands. You know he loves that. He's like,
a defensive stop. Oh,
a defensive stop. A big man defensive stop. That's a Riley. That's a Riley specialty. Ooh, yeah.
Let's see these with 3-point shooting whiz kids do that.
Yeah. Oh, he's just like, beat it, nerds. He loves
Dan Tony,
that.
You got nobody that can block that shot.
Another text writes in, my kid will be named first name Bam, middle name Bam too. Bam Bam. I love it. So good.
June 15th, 2021. That's when all these new Bam babies will be born.
A lot of June babies are going to be coming our way.
That might be fantastic. For the next NBA Finals.
You know, maybe kids are going to want to name in 7 games. You can name your kid Larry. Make a big comeback. Texter writes in, great game, but the Heat really do need to stop fouling so much. Hopefully, we can get Duncan going. Fortunately, Boston fouls just as much as Miami. Well, they're both very talented teams, and they both defend really, really hard. It's probably going to be a series where there's a lot of fouls. Oh, and by the way, the referees, very look at me. They love bringing themselves into the game. That's a big thing.
There's a lot of, like, tiki-tack calls early.
A lot of Academy Award stuff going on with, you know, Marcus Smart and, you know, Kemba Walker.
Marcus Smart is first team all actor. He had his shots going yesterday. Now, look, he's been on a roll with the shooting. He's a little bit like Jay Crowder in that a lot of people are waiting for the other shoe to drop. And I stand by my statement. Like, look, he is uh, you know, he's a less annoying Patrick Beverley. But I mean, he was great yesterday.
He did have a run where he was just like, he was just not stop shooting.
No, because he was getting cocky.
Yeah,
he was. You know, because the one thing you see, that's the one thing with the Celtics is I do think that they have a lot of talent. They obviously have a lot of guys that go off, but they're not like the Heat in their ball movement, Leroy. Like they have a lot of guys with a lot of great ISO talent and can make some crazy stuff.
Right.
You know, but they don't have that I think that same offensive chemistry that Miami does. You know, and look, there's still a lot of young guys on that, so that stuff may come, but whew. Texter writes in, couldn't scream after the block because my family was asleep. I woke up my daughter. My daughter has the unfortunate positioning of her bedroom wall is right behind the television in my living room. So,
the bass.
Yeah. I didn't have, it's not like I had the volume loud, but I was like, I couldn't go silent fist pump last night. I couldn't contain myself. You know, so she got up. She goes, Daddy. I'm like, sorry.
What's worse, me saying it's only one game or this guy? Is Duncan a fraud?
That guy's worse. No, that guy's worse. Everybody, anybody who
like
wants,
everybody's not going to score 30 every night.
Yeah, and also Duncan Robinson. First of all, Duncan Robinson, yes, he only had two threes yesterday. He hasn't been fantastic in the playoffs, but he did have a very timely three yesterday.
Oh, that was deep.
It was deep.
And he was in foul trouble.
And he's been in foul trouble. Teams have been attacking him. But like, really, guys, that's what you want to focus on a day like today.
Wow, that's what they're.
They're not gonna keep winning against the Celtics if Duncan Robinson only has two threes.
First of
they're
all,
exposed dunks though.
Yeah,
his good. D is okay. Horrible.
You know,
well,
you know,
guess what?
Guess who else got exposed? The Celtics.
Wait a minute. You know, there's a couple of guys on the Heat team not known for their defensive
excellence. People have been doing that with Kendrick Nunn, too. They'd be like, come on, Kendrick. Can't play him. Just like, all right.
What about Gorin?
Hey, guys, do you guys know you can't – not everybody can go out there and play 48 minutes. You know the other funny one that I have? This is the one I get all the – people are hilarious with this one. Where's Jimmy, bro? Hey. 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Where's he at? I'm like, have you guys been watching the playoffs? He has the same breaks. He plays all the first, plays all of most of the third, comes in with like seven to eight minutes left in the fourth. It's not that. It's not like, and by the way, what is he doing at the end of the game? Taking his ass to the rack.
You know what's funny about that, though? The announcers are to blame for that, too.
Because oh, that's true.
Even last night in the Celtics, the Clippers game, they were talking about Jokic not being on the floor.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, man, the guy's been playing most of the game, right? They want to keep a lot of the stars, they want to keep out early in the fourth, and they try to ride it out as long as they can because they know the next time they're going in, they're not coming out.
Also, the other thing with dunks yesterday, which I think wasn't the case in the Bucks series, is I thought dunks had a lot of good looks yesterday, and that was one of the things that in that first quarter, I wasn't stressing the performance because I thought the Heat had a lot of great looks. I didn't feel like Boston was dominating defensively. Like the Heat had they had a piss poor,
a lot of missing
field goal
shots,
but a lot of missing shots,
and turning the ball over, like just at the worst time, throwing the ball away.
Right. Duncan Robinson, I'll say this. He's the easiest guy on the Heat to spot whether or not he's going to have a good game. He wears it on his sleeve. You could tell after he hit that second three, he's hitting himself on the head. He is in his own head a little bit. But he is. It's okay. He admits this stuff.
But like, guess what? Next game, he goes 5 for 6.
Right.
That's what three-point shooting is.
He's so good at it. And the other thing is, when I see the shots that he got yesterday, I'm like, well, it's going to be there for him this year. I really felt in the Bucks series, they really made it hard on him to get clean looks. And I didn't think that was the case yesterday. So we'll see.
Uh-oh. We got to... Texter chimes in a rule.
Yep.
Any texter not sipping that silly sauce this morning should get a one-day show ban.
I agree. Anybody votes? Votes?
All opposed.
Does anybody second?
Hey. Is it? Nay.
I second it.
Second. Votes.
Aye.
Any nays?
What's it? By law of the Peaky Blinders.
By law of the Peacock Pirate. We have therefore banned anybody not drinking the silly sauce this morning and complains about Duncan Robinson or Kendrick Nunn or anybody on the Heat.
Right.
Hear, hear.
Uh-oh. There you go. Get it. Yeah. Get it.
Get your cups.
It's raining. We continue our celebration next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.